Palestinian protests dispersed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, from New York's Columbia University, hauled away by police in riot gear.
Columbia University's president, Manoush Shafiq, authorized the NYPD to come in earlier this afternoon and sweep that encampment, but commotion remains this afternoon on campus. There is still a large crowd out here.
Fox's C.B. Cotton at the scene. It's not clear yet what, if any, criminal charges will be filed against the protesters who were detained. At former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, two people who'd been seated as jurors on Tuesday dismissed today. The first, a woman, said concerns about her safety made her question her impartiality. The second, a man, was removed after prosecutors suggested he hadn't been completely truthful on his juror questionnaire. Fox's Nate Foy.
We're going the wrong direction. The judge had previously said that they were hoping to have opening statements on Monday. That timeline very much now in question as jury selection has become more complicated.
President Biden's campaign for re-election endorsed today by family members of one of his opponents.
At a campaign event in Pennsylvania, President Biden was surrounded by members of the Kennedy family. Carrie Kennedy, the sister of independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., telling the crowd why she's endorsing President Biden.
President Biden has spent his presidency and his career running into the flames for working people, for moms, dads, families.
RFK Jr. responding on social media, saying, quote, "We are divided in our opinions, but united in our love for each other. I hold this as a possibility for America, too."
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The U.S. and Britain imposing new sanctions against Iran, targeting the country's drone production. Shortly, the U.N. Security Council will consider full membership for a Palestinian state. Wall Street, just before the close, Dow up about 17 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A possible school shooting plot outside Washington has been foiled.
The FBI alerted police in Montgomery County, Maryland, about Andrea Yeh, who prefers the name Alex, alleging he had written a 129-page manifesto talking about how to carry out a school shooting. The teen talked about targeting Wooten High School in Rockville as well as an elementary school and how he wants to be famous. He attended Wooten at one time but had been taking online courses recently. Police got a search warrant and found internet searches, drawings, and documents related to killings. He's been arrested and charged with threats of mass violence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Labor Department reporting today first-time claims for unemployment benefits held steady last week at 212,000. Experts had predicted it would be a little bit higher than that. Labor market strength, one of the factors the Fed uses to determine changes in interest rates. Google has sacked 28 employees who took part in an anti-Israel sit-in at the company's offices this week. Brian Koberger's defense team has submitted his alibi to the court in Idaho for the night four University of Idaho college students were stabbed to death.
Bottom line, he doesn't have anyone who can place him at some place other than the murder scene in Moscow, Idaho. But according to yesterday's court filing, his defense team will have a former police officer and cell phone tracking expert as a witness to try to poke holes in the prosecution's case as to Koberger's movements the morning of the murders. In yesterday's filing, Koberger's lawyer, Ann Taylor, wrote, quote, "Mr. Koberger was out driving in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022, as he often did to take a hike or run or see the moon and stars. He drove throughout the area of South Pullman, Washington, west of Moscow, Idaho."
Fox's Dan Springer. Prosecutors say they have video that will show Koberger was near the crime scene at the time of the killings. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.